Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The kingdom of God is one of light and life, which is totally in contrast to and at odds with the kingdoms and thought processes of this world. The Lord told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Paul describes this blindness, saying, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The essence of truth is missing from those who have not tasted that the Lord is gracious. These are those who are ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. This essence of truth is that which is described by John, who was privileged to have walked and shared discourse in his body of flesh and blood with him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Though we have not seen him with these eyes of our flesh, yet by the grace of God we have indeed seen him through the eye of faith, as the Spirit has enlightened our minds and opened our understanding to behold him who is full of grace and truth. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The Lord gave to his apostles the gifts that he did in order that they might in turn glorify him in the declaration of those things which they both saw, heard, and touched. We are extremely blessed by the testimony of these men, whom the Lord was pleased to call and send into the earth with the glorious gospel of the blessed God. John testifies in his gospel account, saying, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Christ came into this world in a body of flesh and blood, coming forth from his mother's womb just like every other son of Adam. He walked among the sinners of this earth, and was tempted in all points like as we, yet was totally without sin of his own. Apart from this real body, he could in no wise have atoned for our sin. For we cannot be redeemed except by him who is our near kin, in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. This same man who died on Calvary is the same one who was sealed vainly in a tomb, waiting the third day, when he split the bonds of death and arose a victor over sin, death, and shame in the behalf of his kinsmen. Once again he walked among his apostles in the same body which was laid in the tomb. He ate with them on the seashore of a meal which he had prepared for them. A few days later they beheld him as he ascended back to the glory which was his from the beginning. There he presently lives in that same body which was manifested to them, bearing the scars of his victory and the mantle of that glory which is rightfully his. In this same body he shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel to gather from the far reaches of the earth that possession which he has purchased with his own blood. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. It is true that we which are alive and remain cannot testify that we have beheld him in his body, yet we have been given the gift of faith to believe the testimony of those who have. These are not mere random speculators or those who have sought to perpetuate some concocted myth. These are those who have been ordained by the true and living God to bear witness of him whom they walk with daily. Hear once again the testimony of those men who walked with him in the flesh. Forasmuch as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Do you believe in him?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.